Two governors and numerous officials were at the construction site for NG Advantage's planned compressor site to truck natural gas to large industrial, commercial, and institutional customers that are unable to connect to the natural gas pipeline in Vermont. The site in Milton is adjacent to the Vermont gas pipeline, and they can tap directly into that line, according to NG Advantage CEO Neil Lunderville.
From this site, we will take natural gas from the Vermont gas pipeline, which is just right over there. We'll take gas from that line, and we're going to be compressing it and load it into specially designed trailers. We take those trailers on the open road and deliver them directly to our customer sites, customers who are not on the natural gas pipeline. From there, the customers will use it as if they were on the pipeline, and we will be able to deliver them the economic and environmental benefits as if they were on the pipeline being served by Vermont Gas.
Company managing member and founder Tom Evslin says too many Vermont businesses have been at a disadvantage by not having access to natural gas.
If you have an energy-intensive company and you're not located on a natural gas pipeline, then you're in a very bad situation if you have competitors who are located on a natural gas pipeline. Their cost is a lot lower than your cost. The best solution, frankly, for companies is for the pipeline to expand to where they are. But it takes a long time for pipelines to expand, and there are lots of parts of Vermont that won't be reached by a pipeline anywhere in the foreseeable future, and that's where we come in.
Both current Governor, Democrat Peter Shumlin, and his predecessor, Republican Jim Douglas, were at the groundbreaking.
As I talked with employers during the 8 years I served in office, they talked about the cost of doing business and how challenging it was, especially after the Great Recession, to remain competitive and to be able to not only succeed, but to thrive, to grow, and to create new and better paying jobs. And the cost of energy was one major challenge that a lot of employers across our state have faced. So now, NG Advantage is attacking that cost of doing business and doing it in a way that's consistent with Vermont's long-standing tradition of environmental stewardship.
Governor Shumlin said the company and its concept fits well with the state's long-term energy plan.
This project fits into our plan perfectly because Vermont's trying to get off of our addiction to oil and move to renewables and cleaner sources of fuel. And, you know, there's two reasons why we need to get off of oil in Vermont. The first is we're spending more and more money on oil from countries that mostly don't like us. The second is it's creating the climate change that's been such a challenge for Vermont. So for both environmental and financial reasons, we've got to move on. Natural gas is a much cheaper, cleaner fuel.
The leaders of the new company have worked in both administrations, and CEO Neil Lunderville asked his former bosses to perform the groundbreaking with a bit of a twist.
We're filling in to bring it up to level, so we thought a new take on this might be a ceremonial dropping of the first couple loads of stone here. So we've got two dump trucks staged. We're going to ask the governors to hop in the trucks. There will be instructions in the trucks. We'll dump the ceremonial first loads. So, governors, into your trucks. All right, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was fun.
The NG Advantage facility in Milton will be operational within a few months. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.